Shalom from Artzeinu HaKadosha. This is Rabbi Gershon Turetsky with this week's Sem Torah. In the beginning of this week's Parsha, the Torah tells us of the lineage of Korach. Vaikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kehat ben Levi, etc. The Medrash tells us that this recounting of Korach's lineage is necessary to understand the nature of his claim against Moshe. The Torah told us that he is ben Yitzhar. The Medrash comments that Yitzhar is another word for oil. As we know, the Pasuk says, Tirosh Shechav Yitzharecha, Tirosh is wine, Yitzhar is oil. And we know that any liquid, when mixed with oil, the oil rises to the top. And oil is also a very important liquid, because it's through oil that we anoint the Shemen HaMishcha, we anoint Kohanim, Gedolim, and we anoint kings. So what's this Medrash talking about? What's Korach's issue? The Gemara Masechet Yoma, and Daf Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph tells of an interesting incident involving Shmai and Avtalion, who were the Rebbeim of Hillel and Shammai, and were converts to Judaism. They were considered to be the Gedolei Hador. One year on Motzei Yom Kippur, as the Kohen Gadol was leaving the Beit HaMikdash, the people began to escort him home, but when they saw Shmai and Avtalion, the people turned away from the Kohen Gadol and followed Shmai and Avtalion, and instead walked with them. The Kohen Gadol's pride was very hurt, and the Kohen then insulted Shmai and Avtalion by making reference to their non-Jewish ancestry. Shmai and Avtalion rebuked the Kohen Gadol by telling him that he wasn't following the path in the footsteps of Aaron, who ran after peace, while they, Shmai and Avtalion, were following the paths of Aaron. The Kashrut Shemavit Maggid explains that Shmai and Avtalion were telling the Kohen Gadol that the success of the Yom Kippur service was as a result of their, Shmai and Avtalion's prayers, and not of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. Even though Shmai and Avtalion did not perform the actual physical avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, they performed the spiritual aspects of the avoda with their prayers. Shemi Shmuel explains, based upon this idea, that there are two necessary parts of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, the physical and the spiritual. The spiritual component does not necessarily need to be performed by the Kohen Gadol, because from a Ruchani perspective, all of Klal Yisrael is connected, a single entity. Therefore, it doesn't really matter what part of that one spiritual entity performs the avodah, because from a spiritual perspective, we are all one. Physically, however, we are all separate, and as a result of the physical separation, only a sanctified Kohen is allowed to perform the physical avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, Korach believed that because every Jew is considered kadosh, their body does not get in the way of their soul's avodah. Korach rebelled against Moshe because he mistakenly believed that because of his own illustrious lineage, this idea applied more to him than to others, and therefore he should be the leader. Korach looked at Aaron and David and anyone who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha and assumed that their kedusha was a direct result of their being anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, that the oil purified their bodies. And that was the ultimate and only way to obtain the highest level of kedusha. Korach further reasoned that if it is the oil that makes people holy, then he must be the holiest by virtue of being the son of Yitzhar, the son of oil. He believed that his lineage so sanctified him that he should be the holiest of the nation. What Korach didn't realize was that although Aaron and David were holy, and their bodies were secondary to their souls, they still were not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, because it's the spirit, the neshama, not the physicality that truly establishes one greatness. Perhaps we can suggest that what set Moshe Rabbeinu apart from all the others has nothing to do with his lineage, but rather his own efforts. Granted, Moshe came from a good family with a lot of yichas, but his success was a result of his own hard work and commitment. Moshe Rabbeinu's success is a success that cannot be reached through lineage alone, and is therefore a success that we can all reach. Should we put in hard work and effort and commitment, our potential for Kedusha is limitless. And if we rely exclusively on our lineage, then even our lineage is worth nothing. The Ramah and Yoredeya famously recommends that a Jewish baby only be nursed from a Jewish woman. The Gra explains that this halacha is learned from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was nursed by his mother in the house of Paro after he refused to be nursed by the Egyptian women. The Mefarshim are curious why this should apply to all Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu was on an incredibly high spiritual level and destined for greatness, so it makes sense that he would not be allowed to be nursed from someone who wasn't Jewish. But why should this recommendation apply to us, average people? The Mefarshim explained that not all of us will end up as holy as Moshe, but we all have the ability to do so. No matter who we are or where we come from, we attempt to start life with the purest of intentions. And Bezrat Hashem, those hopes and those purest intentions will be something that we'll be able to carry on for the rest of our lives. So may we all be zocha to understand that we can reach the incredible spiritual heights through our hard work and commitment. Shabbat Shalom.